Today is Friday, the 21st of March, in the second week of Lent. Salt of the Sound sing, oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence round it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized the slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They'll respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come on, let's kill him and get his inheritance." So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? And they said to him, "He'll put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it's amazing in our eyes.' Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and be given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet.
this gospel, Jesus is talking to those religious authorities who will soon bring about his execution. But the story he tells is about the way they're shunning God's will, rejecting God's project. Who do you think Jesus means when he talks about the landowner, the tenants? What does the vineyard represent? Jesus talks about the stone that the builders rejected, that becomes the cornerstone, hinting, more than hinting, that the true servant of God may turn out not to be the one we expect, but the one we reject, the person we don't even think worthy of our consideration. Who are the people I don't think worthy of my consideration? The people I don't bother with. Can I imagine how they might be part of God's plan? A plan that I am rejecting. As you listen to the reading again, listen out for God speaking to you. Is there something that God is asking you to do today?
Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence round it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized the slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They'll respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come on, let's kill him and get his inheritance." So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? And they said to him, "He'll put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it's amazing in our eyes.' Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and be given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet.
Speak to God now as freely as you can. In your own words, tell the Lord what all this has stirred in your heart, how you respond or want to respond to His word. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.
Amen.